Hey, everyone. Welcome to Podcast Insider. My name is Todd Cochran. I'm joined by my co-host, Mr. Mike Dell. Mike, how you doing?
Oh, doing good. I'm feeling extra productive this week for some reason.
It's kind of been that way for me, too. So not a lot of distraction, which is good. But welcome, everyone, to Podcast Insider Edition 248 for June 17th. And we've got some news for you. We've got a best practice. We've got some stuff going on here at the company. We do have an interesting question of the week. So we'll get into that a little later. Hey, Mike. Did you know you can be a podcaster without an RSS feed?
Well, that's what some people say. I see that Anchor now has made RSS optional.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah. Well, you know, basically, if you don't choose to do an RSS feed at Anchor, then you have a show on Spotify. And that's really it.
That's it. So, well, okay.
I mean, there's nothing particularly wrong with that. It's just it's not a true podcast without an RSS feed.
And, of course, they're no longer auto-submitting to Apple either. So that's actually really good news.
Yeah, I think that might have not been their choice.
Speculation
maybe. Anyway.
But considering 81% of shows over there have failed, I guess, you know, they're living up to their name. So nice little dig. I'm sorry.
It is easy, though.
But anyway, yeah, don't need an RSS feed. So, moving on here, Apple Podcast channels and subscriptions are live. So if you want to have the ability to monetize some content, you can now do that.
Yep, and that, again, is also not a true podcast, but, you know, it's a way of having an exclusive paid-for show only available on Apple.
But, I think we should really, I think we talked a little bit about this in the last show, but I think what podcasters need to be concerned about is if you don't have a very significant audience, if your audience is kind of small. And again, I don't know what that number is, how to define small, but if you make a plan to provide premium content, then, and you cited, okay, I'm going to, in your terms and what you put up with Apple, that it's going to be $5 a month or whatever it's going to be, you're going to be expected to put content there every month, whether you have one subscriber or 1,000.
Right.
So just be aware of that. But I think also there is an opportunity here that if you are going to put something up on Apple, why limit it to just Apple and consider starting a private podcast? And of course, Blueberry has a full function of tools to do private podcasting so that you can, you can have a private show and you can collect money for that show any way you wish. You can have a PayPal account, Stripe. We don't collect the money. You keep 100% of your own. You just pay for your service.
Apple takes 30% of whatever you get. I don't know what Spotify has a program like that as well. And there's a couple others, Patreon, if you do something on Patreon. But if you're, people are paying you, even if it's, a couple bucks a month, they expect something. And, do you really want to sign up for that obligation if you're only going to get 3 or 4 listeners?
I've decided to do a little private show for my podcast, and I've doing it for my contributors. But it's, I'm having a challenge just finding time to get that first episode out along with a series. So I think you really have to think about it.
But, like I said, there's nothing particularly wrong with being exclusive. It's just know that it is exclusive, and that doesn't reach a wide, the full audience.
Yep. Yeah. So Luminary's been in the news more than once this past week. They've been in the news more than once this week, but they've launched a subscription channel on Apple Podcasts. So you used to be able to pay them, but they've taken the model we were just talking about and flipped it. You could go pay Luminary for content And now they're moving their paid content onto Apple Podcasts. Whereas we're saying, if you put some content on Apple Podcasts, you need to have your own, you have your own channel as well on private side.
Yeah. Yeah. It, you know, they came out, when they came out, they were going to be the Netflix of audio or Netflix of podcasting. And I think they've realized that, you know, that's hard work doing that kind of thing. And, you know, if they distribute it via Apple, and I, you know, I would assume they'll do the same thing with, you know, on Spotify maybe, you know, but, you know, like I said, nothing particularly wrong with any of this kind of stuff. It's just realize that this is a different sort of distribution channel.
Yep.
It's not, you know, true open podcasting. You know, it's hard enough for most of us to get listeners to listen for free. How are you going to get them to pay?
Yep. Yeah. So moving on here, the People's Choice Podcast Awards, which, just full disclaimer, I run, which are the original podcast awards. Nominations open in 2 weeks. So if you're not registered to go over there, please do so. So again, another disclosure, Blueberry really has no hands in the podcast awards at all. You know, basically, I allot my own private time to run the awards. But if you are, we got 31 categories this year.
Yep.
So
get some interesting ones.
Yeah. Get your show registered. There is a $30 registration fee for the show per category. If you want to, and you're more than welcome to, you know, pick a primary topical category, then you can pick a best of category as well. And so I'm excited. We'll see how it goes. I've been, you know, been watching registrations. They've been steady. Things will start to pick up here now that we're getting closer, but 2 weeks out, and we're AKA 16th annual People's Choice Podcast Awards, and it is the People's Choice.
Yeah, it's you know, I remember when you first started that, you know, and they had this, you guys had the ceremony in Ontario, California, at one of the events, and that, you know, and it's been going ever since. You know, sometimes live, sometimes virtual.
Yeah.
You know, it just depends on the year, and I think this year is still virtual, right?
Right, right. Yeah. You know, and it was first year we had a banner on the wall, and I had someone assist me handing out the trophies. Year one, they were flat and square. Year two, we actually had a molded design. We got fancy. Those are ones that we've stuck with so far. I still think we have the best looking awards in the word space, and there's one behind me somewhere, a sample one.
Yeah,
see if I can. It's anyways back there in the corner. But can I see it from here? Let's look. Yeah, you can kind of see it up there in the corner. But they're molded by the same folks that make the Country Music Award bullets. So it's the same company that does it. So they're really, really nice. But anyway, again, nominations open in 2 weeks. And following that, there's another awards going on, the International Women's Podcast Awards. And they're seeking nominations as well. I think their nomination window closes at the end of the month as well.
Yeah, something like that. And their award ceremony is, I believe, live in England somewhere. It'll probably be online as well. But I think that's just before you do yours on
International
Podcast Day, which is the end of September.
Yeah,
and they're doing it sometime mid-September, I think, is the actual ceremony. So they're kind of concurrently running.
Yeah, I was looking at their website. I really didn't understand how they're judging with, how the voting with, how they're, you know, you pay your nomination fee and there's not a lot of other info. So the ladies, you know, definitely check that out and maybe ask some questions. And the categories are kind of interesting. I don't think they're, it's not like they're a topical category. It's more of best comedy moment or something like that.
Yeah, I think you got to send in like a 10-minute clip of the show you're nominating and all that. It might be fun to check out, you know, why not?
So International Women's Podcast Awards is looking for nominations. Next up, Call Her Daddy is going exclusive on Spotify, whopping $60 million.
Yeah, that's Alex Cooper is the host of that, and she's been on Barstool Sports, or Barstool whatever, Media. I forget what they call it, but
right.
Anyway, they're on Barstool, and that got bought out by Spotify, and it's going exclusive, I think, in a couple of days. I want to say 17th or today, maybe.
Yeah.
But anyway, $60 million, cash that check. Love it.
Yes, indeed. Cash it quickly, and congratulations to her. I think this is the largest deal ever done for a woman-hosted podcast. So
yeah.
Sure. Very, very exciting.
Yep. So.
All right. The EU is making some changes to copyright, and we are looking at that here at Blueberry in detail. And it used to be the onus on keeping copyrighted music out, at least in America, was we basically would, if someone reported some music in a podcast, and we would go look at it and take it down if it was appropriate.
Obligated to take it down once we have notice of it.
Yeah. And, yep. With the EU, we have to be this. Well, we don't know yet what it means for us. We're still studying it.
Yeah, I was reading through it. There were some exceptions and things like that. So I don't know if it's going to be as onerous as we first saw. You know, and when we first looked at that, we were a little freaked out.
Yeah,
or at least I was a little bit. But
because the onus on the EU puts it back on the platform to basically, monitor and to remove content proactively, not. So once it's being reported, but, find it immediately and remove it. So time will tell what's going on here.
The big thing about it is just don't use copywritten material in your show. I mean, that's right. Been a thing for 16 years now that you really shouldn't do that.
And it's an ongoing thing. A lot of people try to slide under the radar and they're getting caught and it's causing legal issues. It's just not worth it at this point because even in America, they are looking at this content and running their machinery, automated detection bots, and they're looking at all this content, and they're trying to find media in there that is not supposed to be, and send you a bill, or send us a subpoena, one of the two.
Yeah.
So
let's hope it doesn't get crazy.
we'll watch this. So, Mike, what's this next article that says podcasting is open to ridicule? Yeah, is this a satire post or?
Well, no, it's he first question in the article says, is there such thing as too many podcasts? He says there's nearly 2 million series in existence and around 48 million episodes. And, they were just going on about, I don't know how to.
He got his numbers wrong, though.
Yeah. Oh, this might be a little bit older article too. No, actually, it was the 14th. So, yeah, nobody has the real number, I don't think.
Well, there is several sites out there. They're tracking how many active shows there are, and I think that the other day when I looked at it, I actually loaded it here while we're talking. There are 3,991,000. Shows in the podcast index. Of those, 437,000 of them have produced an episode in the last 30 days, 620,000 in the last 60 days. So I don't think there's anything to worry about. There's 30 million blogs or more, or whatever the number was we talked about before, 16 million or whatever it was. And, if we only got 400,000 really active podcasts and you break that into 20 or 30 categories, that really isn't that big of a number. And it's, it really isn't. You might say it's daunting. I'm in the arts category or I'm in the sports category and there's 25,000 shows that are potentially active. Well, then think about that. 25,000. You divide that by how many sports fans are there here in the United States, Mike? There's probably 100 million sports fans.
At least.
And you take, then you start doing kind of this macro math, and all of a sudden it doesn't look that daunting to build an audience based upon the available number of listeners.
Right.
And it's just,
and even, you know, even though, you know, there may be, you know, 500 shows doing a thing about exactly what you're talking about, it's not you. And most people listen to podcasts because they like the personality of the person hosting. You know, you've said it yourself before, and I have too. I listen to a couple podcasts where I'm not really interested in the topic. Right. I just like the host.
So I think really it's, you know, you just, you know, I know some shows are niche shopping content now, and I don't think that's a good idea either. I think you have to do what you're passionate about. But I think in the end, we don't have to worry about the number of shows. Just do your thing and produce superior, sustained content. That's really the goal.
Right. The focus of the article, I think, was, you know, they were making fun of some of the, you know, how niche that shows can get, you know. They were talking about, had one, Lisa Minnelli reads the instruction manuals. You know, there are silly podcasts out there.
But yeah, there are
some. Where else you going to get that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
You know?
And it's, some of it's just there for entertainment value. It's not, you know, it is what it is.
You know, Tom Webster from Edison does a show called Tom Reads His Spam. It is hilarious. You know, he reads his, you know, spam emails in a dramatic way. And it's hilarious, but, you know, he probably doesn't get a ton of listeners on it, but those who do listen to it appreciate the entertainment value. And
sure.
You know, so it can be as stupid as you want. And that's the beauty of this medium, is you can do whatever it is you want for the most part.
And they can ridicule away, because you know what happens when they ridicule? It just gives you an opportunity. It gives you an opportunity to have fun with it and build more loyal fans. So go ahead, ridicule. It's good. So anyway, on a more serious topic, one of our best practice notes here for today is, should you have separate social media accounts for your podcast?
Yeah, Mackenzie brought this one up, and I was thinking about it. I've tried to do that on a couple of my shows, and, you know, one of the things I have a hard time with is keeping up with that. I have a hard enough keeping up with my own personal, but I think if you got the time to put into it, it may be a good thing.
You know, I branded my Twitter account, which is at Geek News, after my show and me. Mm-hmm. So it's one in the same. Yeah. And I have at Todd Cochran. I have that Twitter account. I log into it once in a while and post something to it. But I didn't. I built at Geek News. Now, for us as a company, at Blueberry is important.
Yeah, that's our overall,
you know,
Twitter account.
Because, you know, Blueberry is essentially a brand. It's its own entity. So you guess it depends on how you look at your show. Is it its own brand? Is it its own entity? Is there enough value to have its own social media presence? Mm-hmm. Or is it more just you? You know, so I think it really goes from show to show, how you present stuff. So, you know, I have, like right now we're streaming on Blueberry's Facebook group. We're streaming on my Facebook group. Mm-hmm. We're streaming on Blueberry's Twitter account. And why do we do on mine? Well, because I get enough followers of the company on my site that it crosses over. And then some people don't care to follow me and they're on the Blueberry group. So I think it really depends. And it's the same thing with, do you want a Facebook page for your show? And I always think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
But again, and of course, with this new stuff Facebook's coming out with,
yeah, it might be required.
You know, you'll have to have it in order to have your podcast there. So I think it's a case by, if you're trying to build you, then it should be under your social. If you're trying to build a show, it should be under your, so your, you know, if you don't think you're important enough, and, or again, it's depend on the goals of your podcast.
Right. You know, I don't have separate things anymore on social. I did have a separate Twitter and a separate Facebook page and all that for, you know, a podcast help desk. And I just found that, you know, it was not really getting a lot of traction, and I wasn't putting the work into promoting that so much. You know, I'd rather just promote the show. But like I said, your mileage may vary. You know, if your show lends itself to stuff like that, and I know a lot of people use Instagram and what's that other one? LinkedIn and all that stuff. You know, it depends on the goal of the show. If you're doing a business show, you definitely need to be on LinkedIn. Whether your show needs to be there or not, I don't know. You know, that's, it's up to you. But, you know, my personal thoughts, you know, with the type of shows I do, you know, I am the show when it comes to, you know, most of them. So, you know, I just say, follow me there.
You know. So what say you? What have you done? We'd love to hear the pros and cons of what you've done with your social media, because, you know, there's no rules here. And I think just have to use a lot of common sense. All right, let's talk about Blueberry News. Let's talk about some stuff we've posted. Our Blueberry Developer Resources has been updated. And as I say, we have the richest API in the podcasting space, and we have a blog post about that. So for those of you that are, any of you that are developers out there, you actually code and, you know, can write interfaces and that type of stuff, this will be of interest to you. Those of you that are just podcasters and have nothing to do with being a software developer, it may not interest you much, but we definitely want you to take a look at our Blueberry Podcasting Developer API resources page and this blog post. Link will be in the show notes, of course, for you to check that out.
Yeah, some of the uses of it in the past that I've seen is like some of the audio editing software as a way you can log into your Blueberry account from it and upload right from your editor. That's using our API. You know, you were talking about on a new media show yesterday, you know, some customers of ours do their own stats dashboard. They pull the data in and then they can arrange it however they want it. It's pretty slick.
I've seen some pretty cool things, pretty slick things done with people that are looking very, very specific information by pulling that data from the API. So definitely check out this Blueberry Podcasting Developer API resource. And link is in the show notes, and we'll go from there. Also, Troy's been busy writing about getting more listeners with a podcast website.
Yeah, and you know, we talk about that a lot, and he kind of lays it out in this blog post. It's a great little article, and you should keep an eye on Podcast Insider, the webpage, for stuff that isn't a podcast. Because we talk about all kinds of stuff over there with our writers and our team and everybody.
You know, and we've had some good response on some folks that listen to this show that decided that they would like their shot at writing for Blueberry, and they've submitted, you know, basically they've been in the email chain talking with the team a little bit. Jeff's out this week, so he'll be getting back with some of the inquiries that were made. But if you are a podcaster using Blueberry Podcasting Services and you have writing talents and you'd love to talk about the Blueberry experience and your and basically our tools, marketing at blueberry.com is the place to send that email. And let us know. We'd love to have you as a writer. It's a paid gig. We actually pay very well for those types of posts. And so, you know, consider it. But yeah, definitely check out Troy's article to get more listeners with the podcast website. And he breaks down some of the very fundamental stuff that you can do and should be doing with your current show and having its own website.
Yeah, and why it's important.
Yep. But no PowerPress update this week yet. I don't think there's going to be one but you got something going on with a webinar, right?
Yep, it's not too early. Sign up for the next PowerPress webinar. I'll take you through installing, setting up, using PowerPress, plus anything new we have added to PowerPress. Usually I'll update you on those and how you would use it right there in that webinar. Next one will be June 29th. That's a Tuesday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern time. And you can sign up, link in the show notes. And even if you can't make it live, sign up. We'll send you a video probably the next day of the presentation, so you won't miss out.
That's right. So you can get it without actually being there.
Yeah, we'd like you there live, though, because it's more fun when I have more people.
That's right. You've had some good attendance on your recent events, 30, 40 or so. So, that's you know, come and join the crowd and, you know, throw Mike a hardball question. I want you to throw a really hard one at him and then make him have to say, I'll have to get back to you on that. I've yet to see that happen, but I would love to see it happen. So
sometimes,
join the webinar. Let's move on to the question of the week. And Mike, I kind of giggled when I saw this.
Yeah, well, I've been getting this question this week, the last couple of days anyway, since Apple announced that subscriptions and channels are available. And so I get this question. This is just I made the question up, okay? But I get plenty of them like this. He says, you know, hi, Blueberry, are you going to be supporting the Apple Podcast paid subscriptions? I don't see anything about it on your website. And, you know, it's like, no, we don't have anything. Subscriptions are Apple Podcasts 100%. It's not anything to do with your podcast host, your website, nothing like that. It's its own thing. You know, think of it like YouTube. You don't do anything with an external hosting or anything like that with YouTube. You just make your video and you upload it to YouTube, and it's distributed via YouTube and no other place. And that's exactly what Apple's doing here, only they're going to allow audio and video. But, you know, it's exclusively on Apple. And then, like I said, Spotify and Patreon and other closed systems like that still doesn't have anything to do with Blueberry or Libsyn or any of the other companies out there doing podcast hosting. It's another distribution method.
And as we said earlier in the show, if you're thinking about doing a subscription on Apple, you know, consider becoming a PIP customer doing a private internal podcast. So,
yeah, and we've also got other lesser used ways. But you know, if you're using PowerPress, you can go a less secure way and do it that way. So
yeah, use a membership plugin. Yeah,
yeah. There's multiple ways of doing that is distributable on many different platforms rather than just being locked into one.
Yep, I agree. So. Short answer to that is go to Apple and you'll figure it out over there.
Yep.
We have nothing to do with that at all.
Yep.
So if you have a question you'd like to have us answer on the show, drop an email to mike@blueberry.com. It can be audio, text, even video, and we may use it on the show. And of course, the best place for support with any Blueberry product or service is through our ticket system at blueberry.com/support. Again, sending a ticket through this website gives the whole team access to the question rather than direct emails or direct phone calls.
Yep, and we are about to launch the new form over there, so it'll be even more informational for both you and us and make us be able to help you quicker.
That's right. And basically, it's kind of like updating the phone directory. We're routing you the right way to get to the right person or team with the new support page. It's just about ready to launch. So, Mike, what's on the plan? What's on the agenda for Podcast Help Desk this week?
Yeah, this week I'm going to go over the results of my show notes test that I've been doing the last couple of episodes.
Oh.
And, you know, how show notes show up on certain apps and what part of the feed. It's all kind of geeky.
And who's doing it the best?
I would say Overcast.
Really?
Yeah, Overcast is consistently my show notes and the show notes for this show. And I've been using this show a lot for, also testing. And that one seems to be doing it the best. But then, you know, I have some opinions about show notes, which I also go over. So,
yeah.
Not necessarily the opinion of Blueberry, but.
Yeah. Well, the show notes on your website are important from a Google perspective. I don't know if show notes help you that much in podcasting.
Inside the apps.
Right.
You know, most listeners like me, you know, if I subscribe to your podcast or follow, depending on what app, I see that you have a new episode. I see the title of it. I might look at the first line of the show notes if I'm in doubt whether I want to listen to that now or not. But for the most part, I hit play, stick it in my pocket.
Yep.
You know, I don't look at the stuff that's on the app. If there's something you're talking about, you know, send them back to the website and make sure you say that in your show. You know, the best place to, you know, read the show notes is at my website or, you know, so on and so on.
One thing I'll say for the millionth time is that you record for your audience, you write for Google. And if you just remember that, then you'll be good. And
I was going to say, be sure to check out podcasthelpdesk.com.
There you go. Companion show to this show where Mike gets super, super geeky. If you're not ready for geek talk, then your eyes are going to glaze over if you listen to it. It's not that bad, but I'm just...
You know. Last week got pretty geeky. I had Dave Jones on there from Podcast Index, and that was a ball. So go listen to that one if you haven't yet.
Yeah. All right, folks, if you want a free 30-day trial of Blueberry Podcasting, use the promo code INSIDER. Again, INSIDER for a free month at blueberry.com. And, of course, this show today is being produced by our Blueberry Pro production team. They definitely make us sound better, so we definitely appreciate that. I think Kate actually edited last week's show, didn't she, Mike?
Yeah, I think the last couple of them, and I don't know what's going on over there, but that's good.
The beauty is they shuffle us around wherever they need, whoever the production team member is available, and I think you all like the sound of the show. We haven't had no complaints. But remember, you can schedule a one-on-one with me. For hosting customers only, you can do that, Todd, at blueberry.com. You can do a schedule a tech checkup with Mike. Again, hosting customers only, email Mike at blueberry.com. And you can send us your podcast sticker and a self-addressed stamped envelope, and we'll send you a Blueberry care package, and there'll be addressed in the show notes on that. We are hitting the office now every week, and we have team members going in there. Matter of fact, I'll be coming to you in this show next week from our campus in Columbus, Ohio.
We're going to be doing it on a different day, if I'm not mistaken.
I think we're going to do it on Wednesday. I think we're going to do the show, or Friday. We haven't decided yet, one of the two. Is it going to be Friday? Or if it's Friday, it'll be here. But anyway, we'll figure it out. Maybe then I'll be in the Columbus office. But if not, I'll have a lot to talk about the Columbus office.
There you go.
On next week's show. But we want to thank you. Mike, anything I missed?
No, I think you got it covered. Everybody have a good week.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll see you next week here on Podcast Insider. It's been our pleasure to bring you the show. Take care. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.